Hey guys, welcome back to the Peace Podcast. I know it's been a while, but you know, it's the summertime and I thought I would hit up my good friend Allison to catch up because, you know, it's been so long since we've done an episode together and so many things have changed like ever since our last episode, which is like what, like 2 years ago, I feel like. Yeah, so just for context, I'm Sophie, the media lead and the projects lead actually this time. And Allison is the copy editor. I am currently a rising senior, so I just ended my junior year of high school. And Allison, do you want to give context?
I think the last time I did the podcast, I was in my gap year. Like, I think that was during my gap year, yeah. So I've since started college, and I just finished my first year. It was funny because Sophie actually visited me in Boston.
Yes, in Boston. April.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm back in Boston for the summer. And yeah, I guess I'm going to be starting my sophomore year in late August. So in 2 months, which is actually really soon.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I did visit her this for my spring break. I was like touring colleges on the East Coast. And I met you. I met up with Arden, our founder. I met up with Tiffany, my co-media kind of lead.
That was also super recent. I think 2 months ago, but it feels like a year ago.
Yeah, I know.
Insane. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Because like so many things, at least for me, so many things have happened like from like last time I saw you in person to like now in summertime.
Yeah. No, yeah.
But I guess we should start off with like recapping our first year, like my junior year and your first year in college. Do you want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, I can go first. Okay. Junior year, I texted my friend like the last day of school because he's a senior and seniors get to graduate, like they leave the school early. He was already out of school when I was like supposed to be out, and so I texted him and I was like, yay, like finally, like last day of like the most hell year of my life. Because oh my god, junior year is just, I just no words. It's been like so many ups and downs.
Yeah,
and I feel like I've grown like so, like I thought I grew like over quarantine when I joined Peace, like I started like talking to more people.
Yeah,
but I've grown so much like over junior year. I feel like it just like kind of hits you.
Yeah, like a truck.
Yeah, I don't know, because like I think maybe your experience was different from mine, but at least like coming out of COVID and going into junior year, that's like completely different. And like, you know, like all of a sudden it's like SATs, your APs, your all your grades like matter so much.
Yeah,
there's just like so much stress like over grades.
I can't even imagine, because I feel like going back to school after having online school for forever plus junior year, just the workload on top of that must have been so brutal.
No, it was so brutal, but I think it was good that like it was in person, because I feel like if the content was like really difficult, like AP Chem, that is the one class, the bane of my existence. Like this whole year, that's probably like the stem, the root of like all of my problems. It's just AP Chem. It was so hard. And but from like all of like the difficulties of like studying and tests and grades and stuff, I feel like I've really like gotten closer with like all of my friends.
Yeah.
And I've made like new friends. Like I've gotten closer with people like I didn't expect.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like
classes, right? Like
we'll struggle together.
Yeah.
I don't know, like studying together and like laughing and crying together over like our school.
You're done with junior year though.
I'm so done.
That was the worst year.
Yeah, for you.
I think, okay, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I can tell you this, but low-key first semester senior year was even worse, but that's also because But that's
do also- not say that. Don't, you did not just say that. You did not just say that.
That's also because I kept on hearing junior year is the worst year of high school, but I never really heard anyone saying anything about first semester senior year. Mm-hmm. So I was not ready for it. But mm-hmm. yeah, maybe now that you know, you'll be like more
prepared. Yeah, I'll be prepared.
For junior year, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have senior friends who are just like, yeah, like first semester senior year is really like the worst because it's like college app season.
Yeah.
And then I go to a small school, so like everyone was like talking about like decisions, oh, no. And like ED decisions. Uh-huh. Like no one in my school this year, I feel like all the seniors didn't get into their ED schools.
Yeah, I feel like early is always kind of
it's
really good, or yeah, a toss up.
Yeah. So okay, well I'm emotionally preparing myself. I told my friends like end of junior year, because like I feel like end of junior year is when you start thinking about colleges and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I told my friends, I was like, guys, like promise me we're not going to be talking about college with each other. Like, you mention any college, I'm just going to walk away because, like, I don't have the capacity to talk about it with you.
Like, at lunch, no.
I don't want to talk about college. Like, college, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Honestly, that's good.
Okay. And if I were to summarize junior year in, like, three words, I would say painful, humbling.
That's a good word, humbling.
Humbling, I, but also like, what's a positive. Kind of negative words. What's like a positive? Resilience.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, one of those. I think that kind of summarizes it. I'm so happy it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't wait to graduate. Like, I have so much. No, I have so much FOMO. You don't understand. I don't know if it's like just me because like I. I'm friends with a lot of upperclassmen in general. So it's like I see all like my best friend who's a year older than me. She's graduating and I'm just like, I feel kind of left behind. I'm like, guys, like,
why am I not graduating?
And it's so bad because like I feel like after AP season ended for me, all the senior, because second semester senior year, you're cruising. You're just like having the time of your life.
Uh-huh.
Second semester junior year is not like that. And I was like, after AP season, all my friends were like, you know, going to parties and stuff. And I was like, I want to party. And my mom was like, Sophie, do you remember that you're still a junior? You still have another year. You cannot be like slacking off right now. And I'm like, you're so right. Junioritis is a thing. And it's hitting me.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Yeah. Oh my God. That only happens if you have like all senior friends.
I guys, whoever's listening, don't make friends with upperclassmen because you'll feel so left behind when they're experiencing like all the fun stuff and you're like struggling, crying over your AP Chem final. So
looking at pictures and then like out and stuff and you're just like
at home studying like
Oh my god.
Okay. What about you?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. I actually like when you asked me about this podcast, I was like, oh, let me like think about this beforehand.
Okay.
So I'm nervous, but that didn't happen. Yeah. This is now me on the spot. But I would say this past year has been like one of the best years of my life. I loved it so much. I know everyone says this, but it's so true. College is really about the people you meet, and I feel like I met such good people and like such genuine people. So I remember in the beginning of the year, people would kind of just go on walks along the river. It was really cute. Just like a lot of late night talks. And I feel like I didn't really have much of those in high school just because of your schedule, because you're always going to school and then coming back and then going to school again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was super nice. A lot more spontaneous, which I really like.
like freedom. You have so much more freedom.
Yeah, freedom. So randomly, if I wanted to go into Boston, like during the week on a random Wednesday, I could.
Yeah. Oh my god!
That, like my friends would be like, "Oh, you're going to Boston?" I'm like, "Yeah." I just want to get out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really nice. And then also the classes too. I feel like I learned so much. The professors are really great. I took a few classes that had kind of like seminar style, so maybe 20 students. So that, yeah, that was a really great experience. And also we got Boston, I guess. Yeah, Sophie Boston. Visits, and you should talk more about that. But I really like Boston. It's nice, and Cambridge too. It's nice to have both, kind of a smaller city and then a bigger city if you want to go in.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, a lot of good food.
See, okay, that's what I'm looking forward to. Like college, I feel like you have so much more freedom.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of scared because I feel like my discipline isn't that good. So I feel like with that freedom, I would like be like blow off my homework and be like, okay, you know, like no one's here to like tell me what to do. So I'm a go into the city and like hang out with my friends because they're down or something.
Honestly, do it. I feel like there are a lot of times where like, oh, do I do my work or go out? And I was, the work can wait. And I'll do it later, so I would just go out. And then I honestly like never regretted it. But yeah, I really like that freedom. It's so nice. And I guess also like another aspect of it is since it's Boston, there's so many colleges in the area. It was nice kind of meeting up with some other friends in the
other Boston. Schools.
So like it's really nice because you're still contained to your own college, but then you also there's like BU and then MIT, Tufts, like all of those schools. Yeah, so that was nice.
So how would you describe your college first year? 3 words.
Oh no. Oh my gosh. Oh no. What? This is giving me flashbacks to college interviews.
Oh my god, no way.
How would you describe yourself in 3 words? Oh no.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It's like bringing up memories. Yeah. Let me think. I would say spontaneous, even though I already mentioned that. I think maybe growth. Is that a word? Good. Does that count? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, yeah, you just grow in so many ways, like emotionally, like intellectually, just like talking to other people and about anything. So even at the dining hall, talking to them
about,
I don't know what, like everything. So that was really cool. And then I guess, okay, I kind of asked Sophie to cut because I was taking a minute to think about something, but I came up with roller coaster because I was telling her how in the beginning of the year, I was really nervous, kind of, like also imposter syndrome, which was our podcast topic last time, but yeah, stuff like that, but then really an upwards roller coaster. It's just got better and better, and I realized I shouldn't be nervous. Everyone's so nice and great. Yeah.
So I feel like everyone thinks like, you know, it's like Harvard, it's like the best school in the world, like it would be really competitive, but I remember I asked you too, like when I visited, but you said it wasn't competitive at all, right?
Yeah, I think that's something that I really am so thankful for, because I think that was one of the things I was most scared about, especially being pre-med. I've heard a lot of horror stories from like other people and other colleges, but so far I have not felt that competitive environment. I think I mentioned some other majors might be a little bit more competitive, but I think it's also just who you surround yourself with, and I haven't really got that vibe, which is really nice, and hopefully it stays that way.
I got that vibe too. Like I feel like you like really found your people at college. I was gonna say, this year also, I don't know, just like our conversation just now reminded me of also like the teachers, because how you were talking about like growing intellectually, the teachers this year, I feel like I definitely got closer to some and more distant to others. I don't think this is like 1 in a million chance that they would listen to this, so they probably but if any of my classmates listen to this, they would know. We have this like French teacher, and she is very interesting. She cannot tell the difference between Asian girls. This whole year has been calling me Alice, because there's this girl in first period in my grade named Alice, who I guess looks like me, but she really doesn't. She has bangs like bang bangs.
Bang bang.
Like bang bangs. Like the ones like that go straight down into your forehead.
Like, the full forehead.
The full bangs, yeah, full forehead. And she's like taller than me. Like I feel like my height is what makes me stand out to most people. Like my shortness. So I feel like I'm 5 foot.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but some people will dispute that. Like some of my friends will be like, "No, you're actually 4'11, Sophie. You're lying." Oh, no, I'm 5 foot. Okay, guys. I went to the doctor's office. I'm actually 5 foot. I'm part of the 5 foot and above club. So she like can't tell the difference between me and Alice. So this whole year, she's just been calling me Alice, and I don't know. It's just like I'm like I don't want to be like she's a racist because I don't think she's racist. I think she's just like.
Doesn't
like old like just can't tell like and it's not just me like my other really good friend her name is Ariel I did a podcast with her too on being a whitewashed Asian but she our teacher would have mistaken her for like a bunch of other girls named like Allie, Claire, Amber. Like, she would have like our teacher would just like mess up like all the names. Same teacher.
Oh, okay.
And we're in different periods. Like, she's first period, and I'm in sixth period.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I don't know how.
Is she just anyway. The Asians?
It's just the Asians.
Oh, that's so interesting.
No, and she's really, she's sweet. Like, she's really lenient on grading. I'm so bad at French. Like, I'm so bad at French.
Oh, she's a French teacher.
She's a French teacher, yeah. So she's really sweet, but the thing is just, like, yeah, she kept messing up our names. Oh. And she also was, like, I don't know if this is, like, a white people thing or, like, a middle-aged, like, white people thing because they seem to be really into, like, Asian things. Like, I brought in, like, this, like, Asian bread pastry thing for lunch.
Oh, that's
so good. And I was eating it. Yeah, it was really good. I was eating it in her class because I had something during lunch so I couldn't eat it, like, during lunch period, and she came up to me and she was like, "Oh my God, Sophie, that looks so good. Like, where did you get it from?" And I was like, "Oh, like the Asian bakery." She's like, "Oh my God, I love the Asian bakery." I was like, "Oh, great, me too." She was like, "Yeah, that looks so delicious. I'm so jealous of you." And I was like, "Oh, well, yeah, and it's pretty good."
Oh, no, yeah, I feel like in general, like, there's a lot of, like, obsessions about Asian culture among so many people. I think especially with K-pop, K-dramas, those things, like, people are getting really upset. But
yeah,
I think in some ways, like, it's a good thing that they're getting exposed to more Asian stuff. Because I remember when I was in elementary school and I brought Asian food to school for lunch. No one knew what anything was. They're like, "That's rice in a ball."
Oh my God, rice! What?
But yeah, I think now definitely people are like more aware. Yeah, you don't really hear people being like, I don't know, like obsessing over other cultures. But yeah, that's also like the Asian fetish, like stuff like that.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Well, not that like she has Asian.
Oh yeah, food. No.
It's
oh
yeah. Like, yeah, no. It's just like kind of, I don't know. That kind of deviates from our original topic of like school, but like what I was trying to say is just like this year I feel like I've met like a lot of interesting teachers, and I kind of like figured out like which teaching style and like learning style I like. Like certain teachers will teach it like this way and other teachers will teach it that way. And another thing is I freaking hate AP. Like I hate AP, like whatever. And I know like you AP said that,
or
like AP tests, AP courses, because I feel like you learn, like it's really hard because it's supposed to be like college level stuff, and it's like really hard. But also, it's just like I feel like you're learning, but you're learning in the way that like College Board wants you to learn. True. It's like the SAT. Mm-hmm. It's like you. It's not really measuring like how well you know things. It's just how well you know the test.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I completely agree. It's so
focused. Yeah.
Even the, I don't know the questions too, but because you never even see that in college.
Like, really?
Yeah, they're not going to be like on a test, "Oh, like read this passage, answer these questions."
Like what is the author's like tone? Like what are they trying to, I don't know.
Yeah. And I honestly feel like the essay writing skills. It just varies so much with between teachers. So even from high school to college, I just had like a new, just a revamp of how I write essays.
Really?
But then both of those were totally different from what a college board wants to see.
Yeah.
SAT type essay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. The SAT essays are so like on the very interesting. Yeah.
At least I feel like they're slowly starting to like get better though, because like for me, I didn't have to do SAT with essays. Like none of the schools I want to apply to. Yeah, I feel like most kids don't take it with the essay anymore.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Good, yeah. And then like SAT subject tests. That's like
those stopped, right? Don't exist anymore? Or
yeah, they don't. Yeah,
that's so weird.
I know. And then like what is it? Next year I heard they're condensing it, the SAT. Have you heard of that?
No, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, they're okay, basically apparently it's gonna be online. Oh. And they're condensing it to just like an hour or something versus like 3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That, which is like, I don't know if I like that, the online version. I feel like
cheating. Hmm. People could cheat.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking about me staring at a screen,
filling out like taking a test
questions. Yeah.
But
dang. I wonder why. Like maybe access to test centers, but I don't know why.
Yeah. I feel like part of it is like accessibility, and another is just like. Everyone is just like, kids don't have the attention span anymore for like 3 hour tests.
That's
you know?
So true though.
Like my AP chem test took like 5 hours. I'm not even kidding. Or like maybe that's exaggerated. Like maybe 4 hours.
No.
And like we started at like 12:30, like 1, and I didn't get out of school until like 5 PM.
No.
Yeah.
That's so brutal.
I know. So I was just like, what the heck?
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think that one, like, I know college tests, those are long. Because I was so
really
doing a test or whatever in high school. But at least finals, it's usually a 3 hour window. But honestly, it's not too bad because everyone basically finishes maybe
before.
Like, definitely by the 2 hour mark. Yeah. So.
Oh, really?
But yeah, that was like a big difference because in high school, it's. You kind of go into a rhythm, like test every X class. So, maybe a test in math every 2 or 3 weeks. But then in college, you kind of have midterms and then finals. So, yeah, that was interesting. Because I don't know. Okay, this is really confuses me. But we have usually 3 midterms for pre-med classes, which doesn't make sense. Because why am I having – I fully had a midterm the last day of class. For my chem class, and I was like, okay.
Wait, what?
It was
so like a midterm on your last day.
Yeah, I think it was April 26th or 27th, and I had a midterm.
Wait, shouldn't that be a final though? Because like midterm was
and then we just had a final like the following, like not the following week after. Yeah.
Oh my god. Weird.
So you have like more high stake tests, but then you also have other stuff like PSATs and like I don't know labs. So honestly at the end it like works out, and I think I prefer the college way.
Really?
For high school I feel like it was annoying because after I was done with the test I would have to study for the next
for
one
for like, next week. One yeah, yeah.
At least for this you're kind of free for maybe a 3 week 4 week period after each midterm, so that's pretty nice. So nice. yeah
How is like the course load? Like was it like I don't know like different from high school? Like was it really like oh my god like so much overwhelming, or was it like oh like in high school
it oh was, like, yeah that's a good question. I feel like my high school was pretty intense, so a lot of work, especially like junior and then first year
professor,
senior. So I think I definitely found like what worked best for me study habit wise in high school, which really helped in college. I think just having classes for fewer hours a day definitely helped. But I think overall, I was less stressed academically in college.
Wow.
Just because, I don't know. maybe because high school really, like,
maybe, yeah, maybe your high school experience was like really, really intense.
No, I don't know. I feel like I tried so, so hard on every single test
in high school.
In high school, yeah. So I was kind of just like studying a lot. So I never really had the break in between, like, ever. And I never got burnt out. But in college, I really enjoy that break in between. We were kind of just going into class. Like, you don't really have, other than PSETs, like, you don't have that much. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like overall better. And I think it also relates to just your balance in a day.
Because
you kind of, like, go out with friends, get dinner with people, go to the gym, hang out with roommates, stuff like that. But in high school, it's really you come back after club. It's, like, dark out. You eat dinner, do homework, sleep. Yeah.
Oh, my God. True. So true. Yeah, this year, that was kind of, like, my routine. Like, I would, like, go to school, come back, maybe eat something, and then, like, study, and then go to sleep, and then repeat it all over again.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the weekends, I would, the only, like, fun things I would do is go to the library with, like, my friends and stuff.
Oh, my
God. That was, like, it.
I relate to that. Like, going to Barnes and Noble, like, sitting down.
Yeah. Guys, let's meet at the library today. We can get boba after and, like, lunch and then go back to studying.
And go back. Oh, my God. But yeah, definitely gets better.
That's good.
Also, when you mentioned the, what is it? Attention span. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I suddenly was thinking about how quarantine, it messed up my attention span, and I can really see it when I watch movies and shows. Because now I struggle to watch something that's maybe an hour long. Like Stranger Things.
Really?
I fully was like, after 10 minutes, I was like, okay.
I'm bored. I'm
task right now.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't know. I feel like so much has changed, like, over COVID. And COVID is such, like, a defining thing of, like, my high school experience. Because, like, it's not even over yet.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone's like, oh, COVID, like, it's kind of in the background, but it's still happening. And, like, you know, this year, especially, like, with COVID, there was a lot of, like, it was kind of stressful too, because, like, kids would get COVID and the different, like, phases of, like, situation in our state. And, like, oh, my God, my school does this thing where, like, ever since, like, I think the mask, like, mandate lifted, they're not, like, we're not required to, like, wear masks, but, like, our school still sends out, like, emails of, like, whenever someone gets a COVID, like, positive COVID test. So, like, it was, like, literally, like, every, like, 2 days, every day or something, I would get in my inbox an email. It's the same email over again. It's, like, COVID, like, exposure at international school.
No.
Like, you know, you've been exposed to someone who has COVID. Like, make sure, like, just check your symptoms or whatever. So, I feel like that, too, also, like, messed things up. Like, it's getting better, hopefully.
Yeah.
But it was still kind of, like, you know, at school, like, COVID was still kind of, like, a thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think in college, you're kind of in a bubble. It's kind of bad to say. But I'm pretty sure, anyone can guess it, but, like, college students, they don't really care.
They don't really care, yeah.
So at some point, everyone was getting it, especially during finals period. And if you have COVID during a final, you can't take your final. You have to take it after the summer, which sucks. Yeah.
That sucks.
That was insane. But, yeah, definitely COVID must have been another factor. I was actually reading an article yesterday. So my postdoc, she's actually my role model. She's so cool.
Really?
But she, like, published this article about because she's also a neurologist. She spends a little bit of time at the clinic and then the rest of her time in lab. But when she sees patients, I guess since she's a movement disorder specialist, she needs to kind of see their whole face.
Right.
Obviously, during COVID, she couldn't see the whole time. Maybe just ask them to pull down their mask for a few seconds. But then in the article, she was starting to talk about how COVID and quarantine might affect just, like, relationships in general, and especially with younger kids, like, how they perceive emotion.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, because even social distancing too in classrooms, I feel like that must be really hard for younger kids.
Yeah, definitely COVID has messed up like social. I feel like my social skills are kind of also kind of like not that good.
Oh my gosh, no way. Yeah, even like I really enjoyed it in high school when I would just walk in the hallway and say hi to people. Just like wait.
Yeah.
I guess during COVID you can't really do that.
You can't.
Like, yeah.
On Zoom, like yeah. Hey guys.
Like slide into their messages. It's crazy though. I feel like Zoom was such a, I don't know, something to bond over, and now, I don't know. I've it's like rarely been on Zooms in the past.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. That's so true.
But I remember there would be so many jokes and like TikToks about
Zoom. Oh my gosh. I deleted TikTok. Wait, I feel like you
I did. But I redownloaded it 2 weeks ago.
You redownloaded it?
So bad. I'm watching so many cooking videos now.
It's Allison. I'm kind of guilty too because I deleted TikTok, but now I've like resorted to Reels, like Instagram Reels. Reels are so good. I used to make fun of like my best friend because she was the one that deleted TikTok first and started doing Reels, and she would send me Reels. I'm like, who even uses Reels? Like no one uses Reels. Like they're so stupid. And then after I deleted TikTok and like went on to Reels, I'm like, it's so good.
It's so addicting. Honestly, I like Reels more than TikTok. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I feel like the content is really good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh my.
The cooking and the, obviously my Reels are always like cute animals and outfits and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, outfits. I want that to be on my explore page. Mine are,
I'll DM cooking. You.
No, yeah, DM me like 10, bro. And then I'll start saying that. But mine are cooking and then always like, you know those aesthetic videos? Italy, like a random farm in Italy.
Those
always pop up. Yeah, those are really cool. But yeah, Reels are so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to the social dynamics thing. Like, how is it in college? Like, I feel like you've like kind of told me like it's kind of college is kind of like a bubble. Do you feel like, I don't know, like, is it easier to like make friends in college? And like, once you've made, I know you have like a friend group kind of. Like, do you just stick with your friend group, or do you like interact with like other people? Like, is it like kind of like in high school where they're like different cliques, or like what is it like?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I would say it's so easy to make friends in college, especially like in the first few weeks, because that's just when everyone wants to get to know people. So if anyone is listening and they're going to college and like they're scared about that, just don't worry about it. I feel like I was also really scared about that, and I was like, oh, do I DM people before I go
to
college? Do I post on the Harvard 20? And then I was like, no, like it's okay. Like no hate to like anyone who does, but I was just feel like it's just so awkward for me. Like, I don't know what to say myself.
Oh my god, my really good friend, he's going to NYU, and he, like, I was like, are you going to post on, like, the NYU, like, 2026? And he was like, no, but it's really fun to, like, stalk people. It's, like, he's, like, a very interesting mixture of, like, people, like, in terms of, like, how they are and stuff. But he was like, yeah, it's just too awkward to, like, make up a bio. Be like, hi, I'm out. Like, everyone says the same thing, too. It's like, I'm Allison. Like, I'm from, like, New York. Like, I'm always down to get boba. Or I'm always down for like a chill night in, but I also like going out.
Oh, that's so like that. True. That's what I would say. Oh no. No, I felt, I felt very awkward. Dude, I was thinking about it, but I was like, I'm also very lazy and I don't want to find pictures. Post, like write a whole caption. But I was really like stalking Instagram sometimes and just like reading people's, and they're really cool. And then it's in to get to know them, I randomly just was like, oh, let me look at that Instagram in maybe May or April, and I saw so many of my friends there, and like reading what they posted and then seeing them what they're like in real life. But I think definitely the first few weeks it's pretty easy to make friends. I think after that, when people kind of get settled with their friend group-ish, it's still like really doable, especially through clubs and parties and stuff like that. But yeah, honestly, I think in high school, at least at my high school, it was very groups, and you kind of like knew really, really well like who was in, right? And like those people would sit at lunch together and like do everything. So honestly, like when you mentioned like friend group just now, I was like, I actually like don't really say friend group. I don't know.
Such a high school term.
No. But yeah, I think that's like really nice because obviously I spend a ton of time with my blocking group, like the people I'm rooming with. I love them, and it's also like we have other friends that we hang out with, like people in our classes, people in clubs, people from like hometowns, stuff like that. So it's nice, yeah. So it's not like you're always kind of getting meals with the same people. It's kind of just like, and everyone wants to do that. It's like, oh, like let's grab a meal.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you're kind of like with different people, which I really like. Yeah,
That's good.
A good way to like get to know more people. Yeah.
Do you think it's like ever like is everyone like really nice? Like, are there any like mean people? I don't know. I still. You always have, like, at least for me, like, I know, like, oh, certain groups are kind of, like, you know, kind of really, you know, like yeah, so you're, like, oh, like, we don't really hang out with
them. Yeah.
In college, is it like that?
I'm actually trying to, like, think of people that I would call, like, also, yeah, I feel bad, like, calling people stuck up or, like, fake. No, honestly, in college, I feel like I have not met anyone like that. Maybe, like, I heard some stories about my friends talking about like some other people in college, but yeah, at least from the people I met, everyone's been like really, really nice.
Yeah,
I think sometimes I hear stuff about like someone not vibing with another person for X reason, but then I meet them in person, they're really, really nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, I think it definitely in high school was more like that. But I think which is nice.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, wherever you end up, you experience
it. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Because, like, high school, I just feel like, I think I wrote in my notes somewhere, like, one night, because I was just so, like, kind of, like, fed up with, like, the social dynamics of my school. Like, high school, I just, like, high school is such a bubble. Like, I just want to get out. Like, everybody is just, like, I'm so sick of everyone here. Like, let my feelings out. I know. I've been trying to journal this year. Yeah, so I definitely have some, like, I feel like every time I journal, it's always when I'm, like, really emotional. And, like, the emotions aren't, like, good emotions.
No.
Like, they're always, like, angry. So, like, all my journal entries, if I ever read them out loud, they're always, like, really, like, oh, my God. Like, I hate life so much. Like, this happened. This made me so upset. Blah, 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 blah. And it's just, like.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh, no, I feel the same, but honestly, like, better than nothing. Yeah,
it's better to channel your emotions,
right? Do you write it out, like, handwritten?
Yeah,
okay. I feel like I'm even too lazy for that, like, writing, because then my hand cramps. I'm like, I fully, like, talked to my friends, I was like, is it okay if I journal on my computer?
It's like writing an essay.
No, yeah, and I've done that. So bad. But I'm the same. I like write a lot, or I journal when I'm sad.
Yeah,
so then it's like really, it's also sad when I read,
like, the I'm like, my God, essays. Like, who broke her?
Who broke her? What was she going through?
What was she going through?
Oh my God.
But then you always like look back and you're like, oh my God, like, I grown, you know. I'm in a better place now.
Exactly. So. And I I don't know if this is good. I feel like it's good to look back and read them again, but I always delete them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops.
Okay, wait. I have one more question. Okay. How is, like, the food? Because I know we went to the dining halls.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I showed Sophie the dining
hall. The dining hall.
Right, to the balcony.
Yeah, it's so pretty, guys. I don't know if you guys have been to, like, Harvard, but, like, Harvard's, like, dining halls, it looks like it's, like, from Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah.
Yeah,
but don't that fool you. I feel
like... Yeah, because I remember you telling me, you were like, the food is actually so ass, like, it's not good.
Yeah, it's really, really bad. I think bad in different ways. Like, I've heard people getting undercooked chicken. So it's bad in that way. But then it also tastes bad. Like, they don't season well. And, like, I also feel bad. Like, at some point, I was like, why am I complaining? Like, it's food. Like, right. I should just be grateful for it. But then I'm also like, I'm paying for this.
Yeah, your so, like, tuition I'm money.
To complain. Yeah. Yeah. But literally, that's all, like, everyone always complains about the food. Even the salad bar. Like, they're trying, but, like, I don't know. I can really tell that they're trying because suddenly there are avocados. Like,
oh,
but they were frozen.
Frozen avocado?
Yeah.
You're like eating the salad and like a piece of ice like goes into your mouth.
Why is this icy? Like, why am I this like crunchy?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But... if it sucks, like, do you go out to eat or like cook your own meals?
Yeah. So I sometimes like go to Harvard Square. And Harvard Square is like this place near campus that has a lot of shops and restaurants. And then like on the weekends, maybe Boston. But then, yeah, I also try to like eat as many meals as I can in the dining hall because we're on a full meal plan. They make us on the full meal plan for all 4 years.
Yeah. What? Like, you're forced to like get it?
Yeah, like full. So 3 meals a day. Oh, actually, no, wait. It's unlimited swipes. Like, let's be real, like, no one's gonna really but yeah, because I know other colleges, most colleges give you an option, right? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Like, you get to choose, like, it's a different
Like maybe like 2 meals a day or something.
Yeah,
but
that's so different because, like, yeah, like at home, at least like for me, high school student, I come home, my mom, like, I'm, like, really lucky because, like, my mom makes, like, all my meals for me. I don't know if it's the same for, like, other kids. But I'm, like, really privileged to have my mom, like, make every meal. So I'm scared, like, when I go to college. First of all, because, like, my eating habits aren't very good either. Like, if it weren't for my parents, I feel like because, like, my parents, they make me eat meals with them. Like, all 3 meals.
Oh, yeah.
We always eat them together. And then at school, I have lunch, like, at a set time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would eat that. But, like, now it's, like, summer. I've been, like, skipping lunch. Like, sometimes, like, I won't even eat breakfast. But, like, my mom will be like, no, Sophie, you got to eat. You're so small. You need to eat more.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I'm like, Mom, I'm not hungry. So I'm scared, like, when I go off to college, like, I'm gonna, like,
Have skip meals.
No.
Get some snacks.
Oh, snacks.
Gosh. Yeah. Wait, would you say you're a picky eater, though, like, in terms of type of food?
No, I feel like I'm not that picky. I just feel like you know me. I think we had this discussion before where we were like, I give slow eater
energy. Oh, yeah.
Like, I eat my food really slowly. And also, I don't eat a lot. Like, I don't have the capacity to eat. Like, I'll probably eat like 3 bites of something and be like, I'm full.
Oh my god.
Which is not good because it's like, I gotta eat more.
Well, yeah. Okay, I have questions for you.
So what I'm looking forward to most is like second semester senior year, where I will be partying all day. No, I'm just kidding.
Every day.
But like, I hope. Yeah, I'm really excited to like hang out with friends. I'm excited to get my license.
Oh my, yeah.
Senior year, I'll like be hopefully driving. My parents, they don't really trust me. They're like really scared of me driving. So they were like, even after I get my license, they still need to be in the car with me for drives until they're like, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited for that. And just
you've practiced a lot. So you've been practicing driving.
Yeah, I've been driving.
I still don't have my license.
You don't?
So bad. No. How are you getting it before me?
No,
bad.
But also, like, I don't know. Wait, you lived in the suburbs of New York, right?
Yeah, so I can't even use, like, the city as an excuse for not having a license. But,
Allison.
I was like, oh, okay. I'm, like, really, like, bogged down with work, like, I don't really like feel the need to drive now, so I'll just learn later. And I really wish I learned, especially when we're in a gap year.
I had time
to just like drive around. But I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of driving, but
really?
I feel like that will change if I actually start driving a lot. But now I get really stressed. Yeah,
Driving is like pretty fun. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
My parents, it's fun, but like with my parents, it's like a little bit less fun because it's like they're like, Sophie, you were going way too fast. Sophie, you didn't stop all the way on that stop sign, stuff like that. But there's like a certain freedom and like listening to music while like driving.
Okay.
And the windows down.
That's what's so motivating me. Like road trips, stuff like that.
I'm gonna come on, Allison.
Yeah, come on. I always say like by the end of like by the time my permit expires, I'm gonna get my so that's 26.
Yeah, so I'm really excited just to, I don't know, like, also be, like, less stressed about school.
Yeah.
I feel like by then I'll figure out, like, what college I'm going to. So that will be off of my, I feel like high school, it kind of, like, all of high school you're thinking about college.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just me. It's just, like, you're working towards college. Like, everything is just kind of for college. And then once you achieve that kind of goal of, like, getting in or whatever, then it's kind of like, you know, like, you're free and you can hang out and, like, do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And then what I'm least looking forward to about senior year, first semester senior year, is probably, like, applying to college.
Yeah.
I think I'm stressed not about, like, applying, like, to schools. I'm more stressed about, like, decisions and like the social pressure. You know what I mean? And it's not even like between like me and friends and like me and classmates, it's even like family too, because I feel like college is such a big thing, and like once you get into like, I don't know, like a really good school, like your parents are like and then they tell everyone. So I feel a little pressure, like, you know, but I feel like I'll end up where I need to be, hopefully. I do have a school in mind, you know, I think you do, of where I'm EDing.
Oh, I do know.
Yes. Oh, okay. God. Yes.
Yeah.
So hopefully I get in. If I don't, that's okay. I have other options.
True.
But yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's exciting. No, yeah, I totally get it. And I feel like we mentioned it before, but, people put so much pressure on earlys, and it feels like the end of the world if you don't get in. Speaking of experience. But yeah, honestly, like regular, you have so many other chances. So always keep that in mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I know I did not really
keep really? That in
mind. Yeah.
Aww. But
yeah, and that. And then again, yeah, I think wherever you end up, you'll be like super happy. And we'll be thriving.
Okay, wait, I need to ask you this. I guess like what you're looking forward to your sophomore year of college, and also like what's like one piece of advice you would give to like, I guess, like upcoming like first year going to college. What's one thing you wish you knew, I guess?
Oh, okay. Okay. Something I'm excited for sophomore year is just like more making more memories, stuff like going to concerts, going to Boston, going on trips, and then also like chill nights, talking with friends, so stuff like that. Like, I'm really excited to see everyone again in late August. Super excited for that, and like to hear about what they did during the summer. But yeah, I was like really sad to leave in May. Obviously really happy to be back home and like see my family. Also super sad to leave everyone, but then I was like, oh wait, like it's so nice that I have something that like makes me sad, because that means it's just really special.
People.
But yeah, so that's something I'm looking forward to. Piece of advice, I think kind of just like what I was worried about when I got into college was mainly the social aspect. Because I guess like, I don't know, like who you meet in the first few weeks, like those might be your like long time friend though. That's so weird to think about. So I think I was definitely like worried about that, like, oh my gosh, am I like, is no one gonna like me, like, what am I gonna do? I think also a lot of FOMO. You can feel like FOMO in the first few weeks, because even though I was like going out a lot and stuff, and like I was rarely in my dorm alone, like maybe like just like seriously at night, but I think I kind of made an active I kind of actively tried to avoid being in my dorm alone, because I was like, no, I want to be out, like, oh everyone's doing stuff, like I should be out too. But yeah, even like the time alone, like I feel like it's super important that like you also need your own time. It's super easy to like have FOMO in the first few weeks, and like you can, it's really easy to like give into that. But yeah, just keeping in mind that like you will find your people, even though then it's like so cliche, but it's true. And like if someone asks you like if you want to go on a walk, or like do you want to like grab food, like say yes, like
don't be scared to,
don't be scared.
When I visited Arden at Yale, she was saying, I honestly felt like when I went into Yale, I feel like each college has their own like vibe. At Yale, especially like with like hanging out with Arden and her friends, it really felt like they really like loved the school. Like really, they were really into like Yale. Like they're like, yeah, we go to Yale. Like Yale is like Yale's life. Like kind of like that. And like they really loved like being around each other and stuff like that. And I remember like asking, I was like, is it kind of like glorified like summer camp? And they were like, kind of. They were like, we're really sad. Like we have to leave like for the summer because like we can't wait to be back like with each other, because it really does feel kind of like a glorified like summer camp.
That's
like
so true. Yeah, better than summer camp.
Oh, maybe even better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Excited.
I'm excited. One more year.
One more year.
And I'll see you like hopefully like next spring.
Yes, hopefully.
I'm planning on visiting. I'm planning on visiting. I don't know if my parents are planning on visiting. I'll solo travel over.
No, yeah, do it. Oh my gosh, I'm very excited to see your dorm room too. I feel like super nice.
I think I would decorate it nicely.
Yeah, like you're just really artistic. I think Arden's room. I haven't seen her room obviously, but like I feel like hers is.
Yeah. Okay, Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah. Thoughts. Did you read the books or?
No, I didn't read the book.
Oh, okay.
But did you read the books?
Yeah, I read all three.
Oh, really? I feel like everyone's like read them, but like I know I haven't read them. Okay. It's so bad, but it's so good.
Right?
Like it's so bad. Like the way that like whoever wrote the script, like how they talk, like it's just like I'm like what the heck, but also like the plot line too, and like the dynamic. I feel like all of the relationships felt kind of like underdeveloped to me.
No, that's okay. I actually, yeah, that's so.
I agree.
Which is crazy because this was a one book.
Yeah,
a whole series. So
yeah,
I don't even know. But I agree, like, it moved really fast. Like, I feel like they honestly could have had a 10-episode series.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Same. I feel like they pushed, like, Jeremiah. Also, if anyone's, like, listening and they've watched it, like, just know, like, we're probably going to be talking about it, so there's, like, spoilers.
Yeah.
You can stop listening now if you want. but, yeah, I felt like Jeremiah, they, like, kind of, like, it just came out of nowhere.
Right? No, that's so true.
Yeah, I was like, so like what? Like so why he all of a sudden likes her even though he's never showed like any interest.
And the whole thing with Steven and his thing with Taylor, I was just like
I was like,
Steven and Shayla for life.
Yeah.
I just like completely tainted my image of him.
I was like, Steven, no, like what would you do that?
Yeah. But I thought, like, yeah, I wouldn't say it's, like, it was bad. Like,
I liked it, too.
Yeah, I think some parts were pretty awkward. I think Conrad. I don't know if they did that on purpose. Maybe it's just the actor. But love awkward vibes. I just, like, felt uncomfortable sometimes. Yeah, in the beginning when he didn't talk at all. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, I feel like, because, like, his character is supposed to be, like, oh, like, quiet, like, mysterious, like, aloof, but, like, I agree, like, definitely, like, some of the scenes, like, him and, like, with the Belly, I feel weird calling her that, Belly, him and Belly, like, their scenes together were just, like, I was, and, like, also, I feel like, me and my friends were talking about this, but they were, like, Cameron or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, I was like, I ship her with him. But then my friend was like, nah. Like, she, like, he deserves so much better. Like, no, she is just, she did him so dirty. Like, oh, yeah. He's so sweet. And, like, he knows what he wants to do. Like, he's like, oh, my God, marine biology.
He's
like,
so passionate like, about
so passionate.
And, like, yeah, so like, kind. And, like,
I know. And the way, like, he, like, approached her and was like, hey, like, do you remember right. me? Like,
like, I was like, Aladdin stuff.
Yeah. I was like, so I want someone that in my life.
Like, I shipped. Yeah. I think I watched the first 5 episodes with my friend who visited over the weekend. Yeah. But we kept saying, like, Kim Cameron and Belly. Yeah. We shipped them. But then at some point, we were like, no, Kim.
No, like, Belly. Belly yeah. does not deserve
that's
him.
No.
I thought it was interesting also how they, like, included, like, the mothers, like, that plot line for the mom.
Right.
That was also, like, really interesting.
As, like, yeah, best friends. Do you know what's crazy? My friend who I watched it with, shout out Lucy. But she told me that the Asian mom, she is 60 in real life, like, in her 60s. And then the other woman, I think Susanna, is that her?
Yeah, Susanna.
Susanna. She is in her, oh, God, I'm definitely getting it wrong, but 40s, maybe?
40s? Wait, let me Google, actually.
Yeah, I can Google it. But that's wild because I would have thought the opposite.
60? Yeah. No, but isn't there was like a line in there that was like, remember when you used to say like a white 50 was an Asian 40 or something like that?
Oh my yeah. God. What if I'm totally wrong?
No, you're right. She's 60.
No way.
Well, it says on famous birthdays.
60. And then I just checked the
other one.
Rachel. She is 46. That's wild.
That is wild. That's because I really thought, yeah, me too. I thought like she was younger. 60? And she looks like that?
No, yeah, I'm so shocked by Jackie Chung.
Wait, okay, maybe there's hope for me. There's really hope for me. I guess my piece of advice would be like for junior year would be to like figure out like study like your study habits.
Oh,
I feel like that was a really big thing because like COVID girly didn't study, girly just like went googled everything, copy pasted off of stuff. Like I didn't study at all COVID, and maybe it's just me, but I feel like I don't know if it common. I feel like it's pretty common, like no, it was COVID, like no one really would have like studied that hard in finding like that discipline. And then once like junior year hit, it was like shoot, like I need to figure out how to study. And I think another like really helpful thing I discovered this year that was like really big, at least for me, was finding like a study group. Oh. Like a group of friends that would like just would study. Like my AP Chem study group, shout out to Patrick and Daniel. You guys carried me through everything. Because it's just so nice because it's, like, also, like, I don't know, like, the people in my study group are, like, really smart. Shout out Daniel. He's so smart. He would, like, explain things to me, like, if I didn't understand it.
Oh, my God.
And it's, like, beneficial for both sides because it's, like, I'm learning. I'm being taught in a way that I would understand it because I feel like teachers teach weirdly.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah, like, they just, like, they're so smart, teachers. So they're like explaining things and they're going too fast and I'm just
yeah,
like,
the speed, yeah.
And then like if you have like a student or like a kid your age teach it, it's like so much like understandable. Mm-hmm. And it's also beneficial for them because they're like also relearning the content by explaining
it. Talking about it, studying.
Yeah, so that was like a really huge part. So yeah, piece of advice. Find a study group. Find people who are like, I guess have like similar study academic interest at you.
Find Patrick, find Daniel.
Yeah,
that's a good advice. Yeah, study groups are so good in college. I think you like definitely still have that
study group.
Yeah, it's like very collaborative, which is nice.
Yeah. Wait, how are grades how do they work in college?
Very interesting because it depends on your major, but at least for like pre-med classes, most of it is just those midterms.
Yeah.
And then your final. So that's maybe, yeah, that's definitely over 50% of your grade, which makes sense. And then I think lab is maybe 15%, PSETs maybe like 5 to 10%. And then
wait, what are PSATs?
Oh my god.
Yeah, because I was like, what is that? Oh my gosh.
PSATs are it's short for problem sets. But it's weekly. It really varies, but maybe like 5 to 10 pages of problems to do. Minute, and it's graded and stuff. So that's your homework. It's kind of weekly.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't really have daily homework, which is sort of nice. You just have more weekly stuff. So you can kind of plan it on your own. Do your homework. Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh my god. Aww. You haven't entered the world of PSATs yet.
Wait, is it just like Harvard specific or like do other colleges?
No, I think like every school. But
really?
Unless you do, I think, more of a humanities major. Because a lot of people I think mostly for science type classes. Math. Yeah, and math too.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know it's been a while since, you know, we've done a podcast episode. So I hope you enjoyed listening and hopefully stay tuned for like more episodes. I don't know if if any of the other Peace members will want to do any more episodes. If not, the next episode will be me and Allison a year later when I figure out where I'm going to go for college and she'll be like almost done with her sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
So it'll be like another yearly update of us.
life update which will
be really interesting and fun to listen to, so because we're the main characters.
Facts. You're the main character.
No, you're the main character. Okay. Anyway, should we just say peace out?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, peace out. Peace out. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.